Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, listen. I can explain it in a much more, and we will, like, eloquent sort of a way, but bleep the future, man. Like, and I don't mean that in just like who cares and don't even think about it. I don't mean that. I just don't think that we have what people think we might have. I think Jonathan Kuminga is a very good player, but I do think you've got to ask yourself, if you honestly think in the post-Steph era that you're looking at a true core piece of an important basketball team, if you honestly think that that's where this can go, then fine. Be on that side of the fence.
What does core piece mean? If he's your best player, you're not a good team, you're not a playoff team, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But can he be your second or third best player?
I don't even
think
he can be your second either.
Yeah, see, I disagree with that.
That's fine.
You're talking about a 22-year-old who is showing improvement year over year. He's getting better. And this year, it seems like he's coming into his own now in a starting role with Draymond coming off the bench. And he's got 57 more games this year to prove to everyone the kind of player he is.
I very well might be wrong. But that's the way you got to play this game, man. You got to be willing to be wrong. You have to take shots. And I just, if I'm sitting here, if we're going to really whittle it down to this, if I'm sitting here looking at two very unlikely propositions, I'll grant you that. Two unlikely propositions. One proposition is, can they make something of this Steph Curry era with two and a half, if you want to call it 3 years left? Can you make something of that? Or the other proposition is, Jonathan Kuminga is a true future star. I would argue both of these are unlikely, but which shot am I going to take? I know for sure which shot I'm going to take. I'm going to try to make this team something. And it is much deeper and more layered than just Jonathan Kuminga. I know we talk all about that, but that is their best human asset right now for the future. There's no two ways about that. But to me, this is just like, in a way, you'd want to know who I'm disagreeing with. It's not you or any of our listeners or Mike Dunleavy. I'm kind of disagreeing with Joe Lacob. That's who I disagree with. I disagree with the idea of two timelines, chain link fences, San Antonio Spurs, any of this idea of when true superstars leave, you can just keep it flat and be just as good again the next year. No, you can't. No, you can't. And so in 2 years, in my opinion, you're starting over. You're starting over. And what assets do you have at that time? We'll see. But I'm not going to sit here, put my feet in cement because of I don't know what in 2027. To me, it's a worthwhile risk. I don't know. I'm like sort of like you. I don't know what deal's available. But if there is one that you truly believe makes you a better basketball team this year, do it. Do it. That's my message.
Yeah, my message is don't do it because there are no series of moves that would sacrifice your future to a point where you're going to be good enough to get it done this year. I don't see it, and I don't believe it. And the whole idea of the maximizing of Steph Curry's window and Draymond and Steve, which has now been entered into it, because I do think that Steve Kerr likely will coach out the remainder of this contract, and probably at that point he'll be good and he'll go on to do something else, whether it's politics, humanitarianism, or just chilling at the beach. He probably is going to go on and find other things to do with his life. So for me, it's not only about the Steph Curry window, and I'm more of the mindset of Joe Lacob, where he's going to own the team, and he's looking at what this team's going to be in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. I don't imagine that he's looking to offload this asset. You've got a beautiful arena. The All-Star game is here, and they're printing money down there. So I don't think that they look at it in terms of, we owe this to Steph, and we've got two more years, 2.5 years of Steph, and you know what? We better maximize it, because Steiny makes a good point about, in that last year, when Steph turns 39, he's not going to be, if he is your best player at 39, you're not a championship contending team.
I'm not worried about when he's 39.
I'm worried about when he's 36.
I'm worried
and
about,
right now, he's not good enough to carry a team to a championship.
Well, it depends on who's around him. That's my opinion. What he has around him right now, this doesn't work. That I'm convinced of, and so are they, I think. That's why you're hearing Mike Dunleavy hold press conferences and say the things that he's saying. You know, and it leads to the question to all of you, 888-957-9570, how aggressive do you want the Warriors to be on behalf of Steph Curry? Because that's essentially what Dunleavy says right here at his press conference this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're always aggressive. You know, you got to be mindful of what you're giving up, what you're getting back, all those things. But anything to do to make the team better, we're going to do. We're in a time zone here of maximizing our window with Steph and Draymond and Steve as our coach. So as proven here on the first day, we could basically make trades with certain players. We did that, and we'll continue to look at things. But, you know, for the most part, I feel good about this team, particularly on the defensive end. And now we add a player that we think can create and generate more offense for us. I want to evaluate and see, but we'll always be looking at stuff.
I mean, like he says it right there to us, doesn't he? Unless you don't take him at face value, we are at a time of trying to maximize the window of Steph, Draymond, and Steve. And we'll have a separate conversation, I know, later about the fact that he put Steve's name in there too, which I think is significant. I know you do too.
Yep.
For multiple reasons, but that's what I'm talking about. 2/3 years from now, you're rebooting. There will not be Steve, and there will not be anything that matters.
Draymond or Wiggs or Steph. Wiggs might be here.
Maybe.
But
I don't know exactly how that's going to go, but you're going to be running a new system with new players and a new financial structure and a new everything. And so sometimes I don't understand what the worry is. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like everyone's very worried that we're going to give up something that is generational.
Well, you're going to give up a lot of something.
Or transformational.
I think the worry for me is that you're going to give up assets for something that won't work. And, you know, you can throw out whatever name you want.
Yeah.
I don't think that this team is a player away from being top of the conference, a star, two stars. I think this team is kind of far away from being a real threat to go deep in the playoffs, and that's just my opinion. And you can say, you know, what do you want to do with the Steph window? Well, you want to win a championship. I don't believe you have the pieces that you can use as assets or the picks to bring in the players to make this team that viable to do that. So maybe you just want to go on a deep run. Well, if you just want to go on a deep run, I think that the roster you have now is good enough to get in the playoffs and maybe make some noise and maybe go on that run without having to expend future assets that I believe are going to be important. And it's not about two timelines. It's about sensible franchise operation for me, because when Steph is gone and Steve is only signed for this year and one more, and Draymond about the same, when they leave, you're going to want to have something, assets, players, or both, to keep this thing interesting and going.
And in theory, you will. You know what I mean? Like, whatever they give up assets for, there will be assets coming back in return, and who knows how you can regenerate those. That's what good franchises do. They're going to be thoughtful about that. But let me ask you this, Dibs. Like, okay, what do you, if you don't want to mortgage things, if you don't want to first-round draft picks and Jonathan Kuminga, what do you want them to do this year?
I want them to make moves like they just made, which is you brought in a good professional rotational starter level player for an asset that you weren't going to keep anyway. That was a brilliant trade for them.
That was a very good trade. I mean, we'll see how it plays. We'll see what it looks like starting on Thursday.
So you've got a couple more expiring contracts. So GP2 and Kevon Looney, guys who honestly probably won't be here next year anyway. As sad as it is to think about two fan favorites not being here, those are assets that you can utilize in another trade like that, where you package an expiring deal, maybe you shovel off a couple of more second round picks or whatever you have, and you bring in another veteran rotational player like that.
I mean, that's kind of what they are already. They're veteran rotational players.
Right, but I think you can get a better player than what GP2 and Kevon are.
Do you have someone in mind, or are you just kind of in general?
Well, we've talked about, I mean, everyone talks about Vucevic, a guy who is, you know, getting older, a guy who is, I think he might be expiring as well. He doesn't make a ton of money.
He's not expiring. He's got, you're right, he doesn't make a ton of money, but he's got another year after this one, and he makes in the neighborhood of 20 to 21.
Okay. So that, to me, is a player who immediately comes in, even if it costs you GP2 and Kevon, and that money probably isn't quite enough, but close.
Bulls are going to probably want you to put a pick in there.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, second-round picks are like candy.
But no, what if they want a first-round pick?
Well, then we have to think about it. And honestly, if it's a first-round pick, like you were saying, in 2025, that's different than 2029.
I don't hate that idea. I have no idea what the Bulls want in return. I don't know if it's just expiring.
It's only December, so.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't mind that thought at all. I really don't. But I don't know if those deals are out there either. And whether this is fair or not, just like any workplace, there are politics. And I don't think that it's going to play well to any of those monsters in the room. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Steve Kerr. Absolute monster presence within this organization. I don't think it's going to play well to them to be like, yeah, we're, you know, like small moves, little things. I just, and maybe you don't care about that.
Yeah, sometimes it's not about them.
Okay.
You know, and
the NBA it usually is.
Well, it depends on what you're dealing with. And, you know, Steph Curry at 36 is under contract, and you know, I think that the move that they just made, it seems like they're in favor of
bringing
in Dennis Schroeder.
It's a good one.
So are there other good ones of that ilk that you could make? I believe that there are.
Maybe. But I mean, again, when you say like sometimes it's not all about them, I'm just following cues. I mean, isn't that what Mike Dunleavy just said to us? It is about them.
Well, he's trying to maximize the window.
And it's their window. He literally put their names on it.
I'm yet to hear Draymond or Steph, you know, hint or come out and flatly say,
well, they're not going to do that.
Some players would.
That doesn't feel or sound good.
Exactly.
Like that's what Dunleavy's there for. He's there to protect them. He's there in this case to speak for them.
Other players have come out and done that, is all I'm saying. Yeah. And you've got some high profile players who've been very vocal about their needs and their wants. And LeBron James is a great example of that.